The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, actually joins me. Minister, you've this Housing Commission report on your desk. We heard Eamon mention it in the news headlines. You've had it for a few days now. You've had a chance to let some of the facts and figures percolate, including this figure, 56,000 that is doing the rounds today. So our Housing for All targets are about 33,000. That's how many we are aiming to build. This says, no. Just to deal with the backlog, we need to be adding substantially to that and be doing 56,000.
Yeah, well, look, I established the Housing Commission myself. I thank them for the work that they've done. I actually received the report, as you rightly say, just less than 2 weeks ago, so I'm considering it at the moment. Some of the recommendations are out in the public domain now. That was an unofficial leak, but they're out there. That's fine. And with that in mind, I intend to actually publish the full report very shortly, like in the coming couple of days, because I think it's important the recommendations are given context whilst we're still examining them. But, there's a lot in it. In fairness, I established the commission to take a long-term view of housing. It's the first time any government has done this. They've done a good job in the work that they've done. They've worked on this for over 3 years. So I think it requires more than a few days to examine it properly and to actually look at the recommendations that are there. And from my initial trawl through it as well, many of the recommendations are actually doing at the moment as it is, but there's some new things in there too which deserve consideration.
You won't be entirely surprised though by that figure of 56,000, because it echoes what lots of other groups have been saying. The ESRI have said it, IBEC have said it, plenty of industry voices have said it, that the 33,000 figure, albeit a big increase on the number of homes we were building several years ago, it's not where we need to be.
Yeah, and look, I've acknowledged that on your show and publicly many times. Like when I took over as minister, we were dealing with 10 years of really significant undersupply before that. And thankfully, in that time, we've managed to deliver about 110,000 new homes so far. Now, we need to do more than that, and I've always recognised it. And I've said as well is that we will be resetting the housing targets once we've received the work of the ESRI and the Housing Commission, and I expect to reset the targets later this year, in the autumn of this year, and it's important that we do that. Just to say on targets, though, if I could, like the 2 full years of Housing for All, we set targets, we exceeded them and exceeded them substantially. So the targets have never been the ceiling. If anything, they've been the floor. So whilst we're actually, looking to revise the targets, my real focus now is to continue to increase that housing supply that's out there. And that's why just last month we saw 18,000 new homes start in 1 month alone. So it's going in the right direction. It is ramping up on that delivery. But yeah, certainly, I've been very clear on that as well, is that, as we're dealing with a lot of pent-up demand that was there for the 10 years when not enough homes were being built, we're going to need to do more, and we're doing that. But we need to, in fairness, in a systematic way, to be able to assess the work of the Housing Commission. The ESRI as well are doing a bit of work on that for me too, and we will reset the housing targets for the remainder of the decade later this year.
How long would it take for us to get up to 56,000 homes delivered per year? What do your experts within your department tell you?
Well, it's a really good question, right? And maybe just to start from where we began. We began on 20,000 houses a year just in 2021. Last year, over 33,000. If I look at the commencements, and that's new homes that have started in the last 12 months, that's about 53,000, okay? There's been a massive jump up. But I think to do it sustainably, and we don't want to see a boom and bust cycle that we've seen before, we've got to build up the capacity within the construction sector. So, my ambition is hopefully this year to reach the high 30s. I think that is doable. And then next year into the 40,000s, because we need the resources within the sector to be able to deliver the homes that we need. And we're doing a lot of that through more modern methods of construction, as a more effective build, off-site construction that can be more efficient as well. So, I know the scale of the challenge that we've had. I think by any fair estimation in the last 3 years, we have made progress, particularly on social housing. First-time buyers now 550 plus a week buying their homes using schemes like the First Home Shared Equity Scheme and the Help to Buy Scheme, which, in fairness, the Commission referred to. Like, so some of this work was that they've put in their recommendations was already underway and is now actually in place. So what I want to do is to look through those recommendations, see what else is there, obviously assess them with government colleagues. But to get back to your original question, 110,000 homes in the last 3 years is good. we need to take a further step up from that. So how do we get to 50,000? I think we can within the next 2 years. But that is subject to having the capacity, like the human resources, the people working in the sector to deliver those homes. And really as well, an efficient planning system. Like that's referred to in the report, and that's why I'm well advanced on the new planning and development bill that I expect to get through the Dáil in this term, because we need an efficient and effective planning system that's clear, that's consistent, and that actually meets the needs of this state so that we can have time-bound planning decisions to underpin the development, not just in housing, but across the board that we need.
You'll appreciate, though, that there are tens of thousands of people listening to this for whom, you know, housing targets don't butter any parsnips. And they'll remember Alan Kelly saying, listen, you know, bear with us, we're going to get this right. Simon Coveney saying, bear with us, we're going to get this right. Owen Murphy saying, bear with us, we're going to get this right. And now Dara O'Brien saying, bear with us, we're going to get this right.
I think respectfully, look, firstly, yes, I am acutely aware of that, because in my own constituency, Dublin Fingal, I meet people who've housing needs, both social and first-time buyers who want to buy. And thankfully, we are making progress there. Just to say to people, look, that in the last 3 years, we've actually delivered more than in the previous 10. So this government has delivered more homes than the previous two combined.
But still not the amount we need it.
Yeah, and we still need to do more, absolutely. And that's what I've already referred to.
We're failing, but we're just not failing as miserably.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say absolutely not. We're not failing. I think people will see when they travel around the country the amount of new housing developments, new
homes. Would you describe us needing 56,000 homes a year and building 33,000 homes a year, and the consequence being, like I said, tens of thousands of people listening to this from their mother's box room? If that's not failure, what is it? What word would you use to describe that?
Well, firstly,
if it's not failure, it's success. So success.
Okay, just to answer your question, look, the figure that the Housing Commission have come up with is theirs, and we need to assess that. The ESRI are doing work there too. I've been very open from when I took over as Housing Minister that we were dealing with a very significant legacy issue. And in fairness, the people that I meet across the board who are getting the keys to their forever home, be that social, be that a private home or an affordable home, they're seeing that. Now, there are many others who are not yet, but I think, you know, from what people see out and about there, they will see progress. Do we need to step that up further? Yes, we do. But I think any fair person will as well accept that we need to build the capacity within the sector. So if I compare the full year of last year, 2023, versus the year before COVID, 2019, we've about 30,000 plus people working in the construction sector, and we need to build that up. And the reason for that, Kieran, is like we've been investing heavily on behalf of our citizens. So this year alone, 5 billion euro in exchequer funding. And that's matched by about 8 billion, of private finance, because we need private developments as well. And that provides the certainty to scale up the sector. What we've seen in the past is one, you know, in the mid-teens, nothing happening. We've seen boom and bust before. We don't need to see that. But do I acknowledge there's a frustration with people there? Absolutely I do, because I meet them. I meet them in my own constituency. I meet them around the country. But I think we have taken that significant step up from about 20,000 homes a year in a very short space of time, getting up to the mid-30s. And yes, we need to do more. And this year, as I've mentioned to you already at the start of the interview there, we've seen very, very strong housing delivery, but really importantly, very strong housing commencements. And that's because we have been radical on certain things like the waiver of the development levy. Now, what is that? The normal punter is listening. That's reducing the cost for housing delivery. So we've actually seen a response from the sector there to seeing commencement figures that we've never seen before, 18,000 in 1 month alone last month. And we won't be complacent on it, but my job is to build a sustainable housing system, to build on the progress that we've made already. I've never said that we would fix this in 2 or 3 years, but we certainly are at a level now that if someone had asked me in 2020 that we'd be delivering mid to high 30s within the space of 2 short years, you know, or if I'd said that to people, they, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have believed it. And we're doing that now. I want the son and daughter who are in the box room to be able to buy their own home. That's why I've backed first-time buyers through the First Home Scheme. 9,000 people now registered for that. 43,000 households now using the Help to Buy grant. Schemes that are actually working and are really scaling up. Like, we had to put additional monies just the week before last into the First Home Scheme. And a scheme, I might add, that others would abolish. And it's working. And then the other element is really, we have a lot of housing stock out there that's not being used at all. That's why I brought forward the vacancy grants, the Croí Cónaithe grants, and nearly 8,000 applications right the way across the country, helping people to the tune of €70,000 to get those homes back into use and defray the cost. So these are things that are changing the landscape out there. And they will step up further, and that progress is being built on.
Yeah, you mentioned, say, Croí Cónaithe and the funding that goes into that, and to funding the grants for first-time buyers and the land agency and everything else. And, it's an eye-watering amount of money. And the Commission today, they find that Ireland has, by comparison with our European partners, one of the highest levels of public expenditure for housing, yet one of the poorest outcomes. Why is that? Do you agree with their finding?
Well, no, I don't actually, and that's being respectful of the Commission's report, because they deserve me to give the time to actually assess it and assess it with government colleagues.
But they've got that bit wrong.
But they've got a number. Look, there's a number of things within the recommendations. A lot of them we're doing already. Other things, I'll give you another example.
Well, what else did they get wrong?
Well, there's one. It's not that they got wrong.
Well, what else do you disagree with?
I do respect. Well, I'll give you one. Look, they've called for a housing delivery oversight executive, okay? And like, we actually have that pretty much in place. I don't want to see another layer of bureaucracy in dealing with housing. I want to see housing delivery. That's why we need to fix the planning system, which we're doing, need to fund the local authorities, and need to be fair, attract private investment too. So, you know, there are some recommendations, and I don't want to be watering them down, because there are many other good ones there. There are some at an initial look, like that one. I don't think we need another quango. Like, we had the Land Development Agency, which is now up and running. When I took over, it had no money. It had no legislation. It's delivering homes now. I want to see that scale up. But look back at the LDA as an example. Like, that was announced in 2016, 2017, before I came into government. When I came in, I said, okay, well, how can we get this up and running to start developing on state-owned land? And we're doing it. What I don't want to see is another agency that's there to oversee what we know we need to do already. But there are other good recommendations. So I'm not trying to rubbish any. Like, I certainly thank them for the work that's there. I'm going to assess the recommendations in detail. And we're already looking at the revised targets. But whilst we're doing that, you know, the ambition to exceed the targets that are set is there. And I expect us to do that again this year.
Minister Dara O'Brien. Minister, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Kieran. Thanks a lot.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.